Today's daf is Shvuas daf Chof Hey, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the top of daf Chof Hey Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Rufu Shalema for Yori Yoshua ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo ben Chaya Leah, Chavim Miriam bas Malka Freda, and Yocheved bas Devor Gittel. So we're moving along in Perek Shvuas Shtayim Basra. We're learning halachos related to Shvuas Bitur. Zok the Hilige Mishnah, Echad Dvarim Shal Atzmoi, Ve Echad Dvarim Shal Acherim. Shvuas Bitur Yischal, whether the Shvuah pertains only to the person who's making the Shvuah, or even if it pertains to somebody else as well. In other words, there would have been a Havamina that a person is a Balabas on a Shvuah if he's the only one that's going to be affected by the Shvuah. But to the extent the Shvuah impacts in some way or another person, maybe there's no parasha of shvuos, says the Mishnah, it doesn't matter. Echad varim shal atzmai, the shvuah chal if it only pertains to yourself, v'echad varim shal acherim, and the shvuah chal even if there's someone else that on some level is impacted by this. V'echad varim sheyesh behem mamish, v'echad varim she'em behem mamish. Additionally, a shvuah pitur is chal if it involves a dover sheyesh behem mamish, and a shvuah pitur is chal if it involves a davar she'im bo mamish. So what does it mean, a davar she'im bo mamish? So Rashi says, trei gavni mashma. It means two things. One thing that it means is that the shvua was made with regards to something that doesn't involve a chefetz. So all it is a verb. All it is an action. Rashi gives an example, which is really the Mishnah's example, and that is a person makes a shvua, I'm going to sleep, I'm not going to sleep. It doesn't involve any chefetz. That's a davar she'im bo mamish. Another pshat that Rashi gives, which is also mavu in the Mishnah, for a davar she'im bo mamish, is even a shvua with regards to something that involves a chefetz, but it doesn't involve any hana. That too, the Tana of our Mishnah referred to as a davar she'im bo mamish. So really, the Mishnah said two chidushim. Number one, a shvua is chal for dvarim shal acherim. Number two, a shvua is chal even for a davar she'im bo mamish. Meaning, for a davar shal atzmai, that's pshita. For a davar sheyesh bahem mamish, that's also pshita. The chiddush really is that it's chal even for dvarim shal acherim, or it's chal for dvarim she'im bahem mamish. And the Mishnah now is going to give examples of dvarim shal acherim and examples of dvarim she'im bahem mamish. Ketzad, amah shvua she'etein le'ish ployni v'shaloi etein. If a person makes a shvua, I'm going to give something to somebody, or I'm not going to give something to somebody. Or he does it in the past tense. Shenasati, I swear I gave something to somebody, v'shaloi nasati, or I didn't give something to somebody. That's considered a shvua. They are examples of dvarim shal acherim. She'ishan v'shaloi ishan. If a person makes a shvua, I'm going to sleep or I'm not going to sleep. Or in the past tense, she'yoshanti v'shaloi yoshanti, I slept or I didn't sleep. Or she'ezrek tzra l'yam v'shaloi ezrek, I'm going to throw a rock into the sea or I'm not going to. Or she'zarakti v'shaloi zarakti, I threw a tzra into the sea or I didn't. Those are examples of dvarim she'im behem mamish. Notice two examples. One is she'ishan v'shaloi ishan. That's Rashi's first example of a davar she'im bo mamish. She ezroi k'tzro l'yam, the shaloi ezroi k'tzro l'yam. That's Rashi's other example of a davar she'im bo mamish, because that's not something that involves any ana. Says the Mishnah, these are examples of the two chidushim of the Mishnah. So again, chidush number one was that a shvua is chal on a davar she'im bo mamish, ketzad, oma shvua. I'm sorry. Dover shal acherim, ketzad, zok the Mishnah, shvua she'etein l'shpoin, v'shaloi etein, she'nasati, v'shaloi nasati. Shvuas chal on a dover she'im bo mamish. There's two examples. The first ketzad is the first example. She'ishan v'shaloi ishan she'yoshanti v'shaloi yoshanti. The second ketzad is the second example. Dover she'im bo yano she'ezrik tzorol yom v'shaloi ezrik she'zarakti v'shaloi zarakti. So the Mishnah writes, Rav Shmuel Loimer, Rav Shmuel said, Einoi chayiv ela lo asad lov. The only time a person can make a shvuas bitoy and be chayiv for it is if the shvua is with regards to something that this person will or won't do. Shenemar, and it's based on the pasuk in the Torah that talks about shvuas bitoy, where it says lahara oy lehetiv oy nefesh ki si shava levati bisvasayim lahara oy lehetiv lahara oy lehetiv, to do something bad, to do something good in the future tense. Says Rabbi Shmuel, you see from here ein oichayiv ela lo asa lovi. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shmuel imkein oy bazoi ein li ela dvarim sheish ben hara vatov. The only time a shvuas bitoy should be chal is if it's either a good thing or a bad thing. Dvarim sheim ben hara. What if something's not good or bad? It's just neutral. How do you know that the shvu is chal? And Rabbi Kiv is telling Rabbi Shmuel, you mean to tell me that according to you that shvu is not going to be chal? I'm going to say, no. He said, of course that shvu is going to be chal. And the Ribba Yaakov, I know it from a riboy in the pasuk. Amaloi, he said, well, if you have some sort of riboy, that's marba, Rashi says, quoting a Gemara that we're going to get to, what's the riboy? It says, l'chol ashe yavate ha'adam, and l'chol ashe yavate ha'adam is marba even more than just l'hara lehetiv. But either way, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shmuel, if you have this riboy of l'chol ashe yavate to be marba more than riba ha'kos of l'kach, meaning, if there's a riboy for one thing to be marba, something that's not ta'iv or ra, why don't you say that the riboy is also going to be marba, even something in the avar? What exactly Rabbi Akiva's time is, what Rabbi Shmuel's response is, that's all going to be discussed in the beginning of tomorrow's daf. But as it relates to the second part of the Mishnah, we have a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, with regards to whether or not Shfuas Bito is only on the Asa Lavoi, or Shfuas Bito is chal on the avar as well. If this machloikis sounds familiar, it's because the Gemara, in the very, very beginning of the Masechta, did a deep dive into this machloikis. In fact, the Masechta began, Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba, our Perek Tzimtzveitin Mal began, Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba, it was Mavur Hamani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah, it's Rabbi Akiva, who holds that a person can make a Shvuas Bitoy on the Asid and on the Avar. The Asid is Mefurish, Lahara Lehetiv, the Avar is very much not Mefurish, it's only learnt out from a Riboy, but the point is, Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba, two that are Mefurish, good or bad in the Asid, Shehin Arba, because there's another two that are not Mefurish, good and bad in the Avar, but it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds that way. Rabbi Shmuel did it. Who's the Rabbi Shmuel that we made such a big deal about in the beginning of the Masechta? It's this Rabbi Shmuel right here. Another thing that we saw in the beginning of the Masechta is that even though Rabbi Shmuel said that Einoi Chayet Ela Alo Asad Lovei, it's only with regards to the Karban Oilu V'Yoyer. But the Gemara came out clear that as it relates to the Malkus, of course, Rabbi Shmuel holds that a Shvuah's Bito is considered a Shvuah even in the Avar, and the basis to say it is that where does it say Lahara Ulehetiv? In the parish of Karban. That's where it says it. It's in Vayikra Perakei. That's talking about Teres Kayanim. It's talking about the carbon, right? Because of carbon oil of Yoyre. But it doesn't say regarding Loisisa Shem Hashem Alekach Lashav, Loisishav, Bishmila Sheker, Loyachal Dvarik, Cholash Yoyts Mipivyas. It doesn't say with regards to all the other Essen and Lavin that relate to this halacha. Rabbi Shmuel's Chiddish is a Chiddish that's Mesuyim only to the carbon oil of air. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Abraisa, Chayme Benedar mi b'shvuois, Chayme b'shvuois mi Benedarim. So Nedarim has certain chumras over shvuois, and shvuois has certain chumras over Nedarim. Chayme Benedarim, chumra that Nedarim has over a shvuois, isha Nedarim cholum al dvar mitzvah kedara rishos, a neder schal on a dvar mitzvah, just like it's schal on a dvar rishos, mash eikim b'shvuois, as opposed to a shvuois. So what does this mean? This is really a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Masechta in Sedarim, where the Mishnah says if a person would make a neder on his matzah, or a person would make a neder on his sukkah, the halach is he wouldn't be able to eat the matzah, and he wouldn't be able to sit in a sukkah. The neder would be chal, even though it means that you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. If a person, however, would make a shvuah, I swear I'm not going to eat matzah, I swear I'm not going to sit in a sukkah, it's a nishba levatel as a mitzvah, and the halach is, we know, that the shvuah is not going to be chal. Hence, chaymer b'nedarim yivishvuas. Now, what's the longest? Why is it that when it comes to nedarim, it's chal, as opposed to when it comes to shvuah, it's not chal? So the lundis is that it's based on the fact that a neder is iser cheftza, as opposed to a shvua, which is iser gavra. Being that a neder is iser cheftza, so the neder that a person makes, that he wants the matzah to be asa b'hanah, or he wants the sukkah to be asa b'hanah, it doesn't directly contradict his obligation to eat matzah or to sit in a sukkah, because the neder is not saying that you can't right now sit in a sukkah. The neder is not saying that you can't eat matzah. The neder is just saying that this matzah that you have in front of you right now is off limits, or this sukkah that you have in front of you right now is off limits. Being that it's not blatantly contradicting your chiyuv, it's for that reason the neder could be chal. Shvuah, however, is this a gavra. So the shvuah, were it to be chal, would be saying that this gavra is prohibited from eating matzah, from sitting in a sukkah. Well, this gavra just so happens has an obligation to eat matzah and to sit in a sukkah. Being that it would blatantly contradict it, it's for that reason that it cannot be chal. So it's not so much that there's something about the chimer of the parish of Nedarim versus Shvuah, is that Nedarim's chal advar mitzvah as opposed to Shvuah. It relates to understanding the mechanics and the lumbus of exactly how Nedarim works, how Shvuah works, based on Nedarim, that base, based on Shvuas and Nedarim 101. Nedarim says a chefza, that's why it could be chal. Shvuas says a gabi, that's why it can't be chal. Which segues to the next part of the Brayer says, well, chayim b'shvuas, what's the chumah that Shvuas has over Nedarim? Sha Shvuas cholis al dovah she'im b'mamish k'dovah she'ish b'mamish. Ma she'im came the Nedarim. A Shvuas could be chal on a dovah she'im b'mamish, as opposed to one that it can't be chal on a dovah she'im b'mamish. What's the difference? The difference is very simple. Nedarim is a chefza and needs a dovah she'ish b'mamish. Shvuas is a segavra. All it needs is a gavra. As long as it's a gavra, that's going to be okay. It doesn't need a dovah she'ish b'mamish. Why did Gemara just bring this price? Because of course it's behemshach to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said echad dvarim sheyesh behemamish ve'echad dvarim she'ein behemamish. This is true only for a shvuah. It's not true for a neder. That's the chimer b'shvuah mebin adarim with the havana in it, which is something that's discussed a little bit more in Masechta Sadarim. Very much related to our Mishnah. It's for that reason the Gemara brought it right here. Just one thing that's obvious but worth mentioning: chimer bin adarim b'shvuah is chimer. There's no question in the world. Right? That was the first raid by the Perek Shvuah Shnayim Basra. Shvuah is way, way, way more chomer than Nedarim. We're not even having this conversation. This is a very nuanced shaila as it relates to certain dinim. Lemaisa, there are certain areas in halacha where you'll find the chomer in the Nedarim of a Shvuah and vice versa. But you want to know which parsha is more chomer? Like we spoke from the Ram in the beginning of Hilchas Shuvah, Shvuah is from the Chamurois, Nedarim is from the Kalois. They're literally rachayk mi hakotza el hakotza. Our braisa is just getting into the weeds a little bit of some diktuke halachas. Either way, the Mishnah said, "Ketzad amas shvuah she'etin l'ploini v'shaloy etin." So this is going back on the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Echad dvarim shel atzmoi, v'echad dvarim shel achir." Ketzad. What's an example of dvarim shel achir? Meaning, dvarim shel atzmoi is obvious. We don't even have to talk about that in the Mishnah, right? But what is the case of dvarim shel achir? So, amar shvuah she'etin l'ishploini v'shaloy etin, she'nosati v'shaloy nosati. So, if a person swears, "I'm going to give something to ploini, or I won't, or I did, or I didn't," that's an example of a dvarim shel achirim, and the Mishnah says that that shvuah is going to be chal. So, Mar says, "My etin. What exactly did this person swear he's going to give when he swore he's going to give?" He lame it stuck alone. He does. I mean, he swore. "I swear I'm going to give tztaka to an Ara man. Mushbava imed mehar sinai hu." This person is mushbava imed mehar sinai. He anyways has to give tztaka. Remember the pasuk says, "Nasoin titein loy." By the way, it also says, "Pasayach tiftach." It is also lavin involved, right? So the iser of tzedaka involves lavin and essen, the tvei bixen of the Beis Halevi, right? So we know that there's a mitzvah essay derais al kapanim that a person should have to give tzedakalani. So he's a mushbav ibn marasinai. There's no way that that shvu is going to be chal. Ella says the Gemara, matana la usher. What it means is this person swore that he's going to give a matana to an usher, that already he's not mushbav ibn marasinai. And it's for that reason that's where it would be negeya that the shvu would be chal as it relates to devarim shalachin. Incidentally, we're going to talk about this inyan a little bit more in the ray, but there's a Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis where Tosfos is talking about the halach of mushbav ibn marasinai. And Tosfos says that even though the classic examples in Shas of mushbav ibn marasinai always involve lavin, so you could have thought that maybe mushbav of Ibn Meir Sinai is only Negei Latin, right? Shkotzim, Ramosim, the Veil Sitrefis, that came up a bunch of times in the Daf recently. But Taisu says, "I know that it's true by Essen as well." How do I know that? It's a Mefurish Gemara, Shvuos Chatea Mid Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Stokala, Oni Mushbav Ibn Meir Sinai, Ushenem, and Nosin Titin." Like, Freikrop Kiveiger, I don't understand Taisu. Freikrop Kiveiger, Stokka, we know, has Lavin as well. We just mentioned, Loi Sa'ames, Loi Sikpoits, right? The Tzvei Bixen of the Beis Halevi. So, Freikrop Kiveiger, how could Taisu say, "I have a Raya, that you say Mushbav Ibn, even by an essay from this Gemara right here"? If Tosfos wasn't sure, I don't think this is a raya, because tztaka actually involves lavin. So Reb Kivega says you have to say aderech hapshat, even though tztaka involves lavin. But at the end of the day, the lashon of the Gemara was shenema nosin titein loy. And being that the Gemara said nosin titein loy, the Gemara didn't feel that it had to pull the lavin out of its pocket, and the Gemara went with the essay. Kivega is mefakfik. I ain't shove a classic Reb Kivega, but either way, this is Reb Kivega's cash on Tosfos. If Tosfos needed a raya, now you could argue Mechtesi need a raya, but if Tosfos needed a raya, what's the raya from this Gemara? So the Mishnah said, what are examples of dvarim she'in bohem mamish? So there were two sugei examples. One was where it doesn't involve a cheftza. The other one was where it doesn't involve ana. And the example of a situation where there's just no item, right? There's no cheftza involved, is she'ishana. I swear I'm going to sleep. She'ishana, I swear I'm not going to sleep. Faith the Gemara, it sounds like a person swears, "I'm not going to sleep." Open-ended. The Shavuot is Chal. It's a Shavuot. Bitu Eini. From Rabbi Yechanan, the great Rabbi Yechanan said, "I'm a Shavuot Shle Ichen Gimel Yomim." The person swears, "I'm not going to sleep for 3 days." Malkin Oisav Yoshin La'alter. Right? We just like skip the middleman. There's no suspense over here. This person is for sure in violation of a Shavuot, and as a result, we give him Malkus right away. Not just that, we tell him to go to sleep. Rashi says that the reason we're giving him Malkus right away is not al Shavuot Sheker. Not a Shavuot Sheker. And it could be for that you wouldn't be able to hit him right away. Maybe wait until he falls asleep. It's for Shavuot Shav. Because it's impossible that this person is not going to fall asleep. Kum Tais, the Shavuot is not Sheker. It's actually a Shavuot Shav. And being that it's a Shavuot Shav, so Malkin Oysa, the Yashal Alter, we just hit him. The Shavuot's Bitu wasn't Chal. It was a Shavuot Shav. And therefore, if he wants to go to sleep, he can go to sleep. But Al Kapan, what do you see from here? That if a person says, "I swear I'm not going to sleep for 3 days," it's a Nit Kain Shavuot. So how could it be a Shavuot Shal Yishon, which sounds like never ever? How could that be a shvua l'chayra? If shvua shal ishan gimel yomim is not a shvua, then shvua shal ishan open ended should also not be a shvua. The Gemara says actually it's not true. Hasam da amar gimel hacha deloy amar gimel. If a person says I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, he basically said 3 days I'm not going to sleep. It's impossible. You can't go 3 days without sleeping. So that's it. Malkus. It's a shvua shav. It's not even a shvua's bitoy. And just go to sleep afterwards. Get a good nap. You're going to need it after you chap a bissel patch, right? That's takes some Advil before you go to sleep. But that's the when the person makes a shvua that I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. If a person says I'm not going to sleep, period, we don't teach his words that I'm never going to sleep. It's just like a funny zach. What we teach is shvua shal yishan. I'm going to hold out as much as I could possibly hold out. Meaning I'm going to halt so stark. But that shvua, faker, we assume is actually something that the person's accepting about himself. That's reasonable to accept. That's a regular shvua's bitoy. I to dove shem b'mamish. Shvua's chal even on dove shem b'mamish. Right? It's a gavern, not it's a chefzen. It's for that reason that it's going to be chal. So if you say mefurish 3 days, you said 3 days. It's not possible 3 days. That shvua's not a shvua. If you said shvua shlo yishan, the haven't mean the Gemara authority means I'm never going to sleep. Kamash malon zok the Gemara that the way we look at it is not I'm never going to sleep, but I'm just going to hold out as much as possible. That's something obviously a person could do, and it's for that reason the shvua is chal. This next example of a dover she'em by mamish in the Mishnah was where it involves a chifetz, but it has no hana. And a dover she'em by hana in the vernacular of the Tan of our Mishnah is a dover she'em by mamish. What's an example of a dover she'em by hana? I swear I'm going to take a tsroi, I'm going to throw it in the yam. Or I swear that I will not throw a tsroi into the yam. Or I swear that I threw a tsroi in the yam. Or I swear that I did not throw a tsroi in the yam. Those are the four permutations of where you could have such a shvua, and all four of them are going to be shvua. So the Gemara itmar shvua shezarak ployni tsroi liyam v'shaloi zarak. What would be if somebody swears that ployni threw a tsroi liyam, or he swears that ployni did not throw a tsroi liyam? So he's swearing in the avar, but not what he did or didn't do, what ployni did or didn't do. Rav amar chayiv v'shmul amar potter. Rav said yichayiv, and Shmuel said Yepata. Rav Amachai, Rav said Yechayev, Isei Balavahein. Because this Shvua, Shezorak Ployni Tzor Liyam, is a Shvua that can be manifest B'Lav, and it can be manifest B'Hein. Lav would mean, I swear that Ployni did not throw it Tzor Liyam. Hein would be, I swear that Ployni did throw it Tzor Liyam. Being that it's Isei Balavahein, it's a Shvua. V'Shmuel Amapata, Shmuel says Yepata, because Leisei Balahaba, it's a Shvua that can't be manifest in the future. The reason it can't be manifest in the future is because you could swear all day long that somebody did or didn't do something, but you can't swear that somebody will or won't do something because it's not in your control. So you could swear that you will or won't do something, but you can't swear whether someone else will or won't do something. In fact, Rashi says that if you would swear that somebody will do something or won't do something, it's a shvua shav. Because being that it's not in your control, Zok Rashi, it ends up being a shvua shav. But being that it's lazy labot, snesh shmul, you're going to be potter. Now, from here until the end of the daf, which for us is going to stop on the top of dachov of amud aleph, the Gemara is going to do a real deep dive into this machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So I think it's kedai just to explain it with a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, so whenever you talk about shvuas bitoy, right, what emerges is, not much from our Mishnah and from everything that we know, 25 or so daf and into the Masechta, is that a shvua can come in different shapes and sizes. Number one, shvuas bitoy. It could be good or bad, based on the pasuk in the Torah, lahara oy lahetev. Now, we have a ribu even for something neutral, but let's just talk in broad strokes now. It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing, right? Sha'oicha v'shaloi oicha. Right? It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. Additionally, a shvuah could be with regards to something I'm going to do, or with regards to something I did do. It could be with regards to something I'm going to do, asid. It could be with regards to something that I did do, which would be already in the other. Now, as it relates to good and bad, that's before from the pasuk. It says, lahara ilahait, good or bad. As it relates to did do or will do, only one of them is before us in the Torah. Lahara lehetiv, that's the us. As it relates to the avar, that's not before us in the pasuk. Ad kedei kach, Rabbi Shmuel's chaylik in our Mishnah. We just saw Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel of Shavuos fame is very much of the opinion that the only time the Shavuos chal, as it relates to the oil of a yoyret, right? But the only time the Shavuos chal is as it relates to the asid, but as it relates to the avar, not. But just to be clear, that a shvuah can be good or bad, right? Lohara ilahetiv, or in the words of Chazal, lavehein, right? These are all synonyms of each other. It could be a good thing or a bad thing. It could also be in the avar and the asid. It could be something that's chal in the past tense, or it could be something that's negay of the future. Good. Another thing that's going to be very mavur in the sugya, it didn't have to be this way, but this is very much mavur, that the Amayram were of the opinion that it could be that the only time a shvuah is chal is if this shvuah could be formulated and customized in any one of these situations. Meaning, being that a shvuah could be chal for good or bad, lavehein, or more accurately, bad and good, and being that a shvuah could be in the future tense or in the past tense, what the Gemara refers to as avar asid, or more accurate, past tense, right, that's avar. Future tense is asid. So it could be the only time a shvuah is going to be chal is if it, this nusach ha-shvuah, this specific shvuah that you're making, could be lavehein, and it could be avar and asid. But it could be, if not, it's not going to be okay. Now, how exactly does it manifest itself? So that's very much the sugya that we're about to learn right now. But really, that's where Rav and Shmuel are coming in. So let's see the machlokes again a little bit more carefully. The case was where a person swore, shezorak pleni tzra liyam v'shaloi zarak. He's swearing that somebody did something in the past tense. He's not swearing that he did something in the past tense. He's swearing that someone else did something in the past tense. Rav says it's a regular shvuah. And if it's not true, then you would just over shvuah sheker. Shmuel says potter. Shmuel says no, this is not shvuah sheker. This is shvuah shav. It's not a shvuah sheker. Rav says it's a regular shvuah yichayev because isay v'lavehein. The only part of all this that's ma'akiv in order for the shvuah to be a shvuah is it has to be something that's isay v'lavehein. It's shvuah always has to be isay v'lavehein. So if you're going to find a shvuah that's less of a lavehein, we'll see examples of it in the course of the daf, that shvuah is dead on arrival. But any shvuah that's isay v'lavehein, that's enough. This shvuah is isay v'lavehein. You could say ploini threw, you could say ploini didn't throw. That's lavehein. And being that it's a shvuah that's shayich in the positive, it's shayich in the negative, the shvuah is going to be a shvuah. Shmuel says potter. Because Shmuel says it's not enough that the shvuah is isay v'lavehein, it also has to be isay be'ovar and lahaba. And this shvuah is only isay ba'avar, it's not isay ba'laba, because you can't swear that someone else is going to do something in the asid. I mean that you can't swear that somebody else is going to do something in the asid. So it's leisa ba'laba, it's leisa ba'aba ba'lab, it's leisa ba'aba ba'hein, right? It's 100% unequivocally leisa ba'aba. It's for that reason the shvuah is not going to be shvuah. So this is not a machlokes mitzias. Everyone agrees that you can't make a shvuah about if someone else will do or don't do something in the future because it's not in your control. The shaila is that ma'akiv when I made this shvuah in a situation where I don't have this problem. It's something in the other. According to Rav, no. Rav ha-machayiv. Because Rav says all you need is that it should be isay v'lavehein. Shmuel says pater because it's not enough that it's isay v'lavehein. It also has to be isay b'lahaba u'ba'avar. And being that this shvuah is lesser b'lahaba, it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. So again, mitaklarkei, what is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? The machlokes is when somebody makes a shvuah, good shvuah, but it's lesser b'lahaba. It was isay b'avar, but it's lesser b'avar. What's an example of that? I swear that Ploini did something. It's lesser b'lahaba, because you can't swear that Ploini will do something. Is that a shvuah or not a shvuah? Rav says yes. I is lesser b'lahaba. Who cares? Agav, Rav is moed that it has to be isay b'lahavehein, but that's an aside. But it doesn't have to be isay b'lahaba. Shmuel says no. It's leisa b'lahaba. And if it's leisa b'lahaba, the shvuah is not going to be a shvuah. At first glance, it would seem Now, the way we just explained it, very much not, but we just pre-capped this machloikis based on the way the Gemara is about to be doicha what it's about to say. So, in real time, says the Gemara, at first glance, could we suggest that maybe this machloikis Rav and Shmuel is really the machloikis the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Akiva, the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah? So what? The machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah, Tzim, Dritten, Mol, Dritten, not, Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel said, Eni Chayiv, Ela, Lo, Asa, Lavoi. The only time a person can make a Shavuos Bito is if the Shavuos on the Asa, Lavoi. Shem, the Pasuk says, Lohara, Oila, Hater, right? That's in the future tense. Only Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Imke, Noi, Bazoi, Eni, El, Dvarm, Sheish, Ben, Harava, Hatava. But if you're going to tell me that we darshan the parasha of Shavuos Bito literally, it has to be Lahara Elahetiv, and being that Lahara Elahetiv is in the future, so therefore not in the past, well, if that's the case, you should darshan it literally. You should say that the only time a Shavuos Bito is chal is if it's a dover sheyesh ben hara or hatava. Dvarim sheyesh ben hara v'hatava, something's neutral me night. Malaysi told him, Ribi Akosiv, I have a riboy. Rashi said, what's the riboy? L'chal Hashem Yavati. Malaysi told him, Ribi Akosiv l'kach, Ribi Akosiv l'kach. If you have a riboy to be marba neutral, you should have a riboy to be marba over as well. But the bottom line is, what's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi don't need all that chakla v'tar. We don't need the drama. All we need is the ikar machlokes. Koin Rabbi Shmuel, a shvuz bita is not chal on the avar. Koin Rabbi Akiva, a shvuz bita is chal on the avar. So that's the Gemara. Rav, the Amar Rabbi Akiva. The Shmuel, the Amar Rabbi Shmuel, a first glance would say that Rav, who said that shvuz is zarak plain itzar liyam, v'shaloi zarak chayiv, because even though it's a shvuz on the avar, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, a shvuz chal on the avar. The Shmuel, the Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel who said that shvuz is not a shvuz, it's because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that you can never make a shvuz on the avar. So the Gemara is taking a very broad explanation now of the machlekes Rav Shmuel. Could be the machlekes is al shvuah shava. Poshut, they're arguing the machlekes. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva holds you can make a shvuah on the other. Rabbi Shmuel holds you can. That's the machlekes Rav Shmuel. This shvuah was a shvuah on the other. That was a way more nuanced machlekes. We know that because we gave away the ending. But the point is, in real time, Tain is the Gemara. Maybe that's the machlekes, but the Gemara says no. Rabbi Shmuel that holds what? That you can never make a shvuah in the avar kuli amalei pligi. About that there would never be a machloikis Rav and Shmuel with regards to this case of shvuah shazarak plain itzrali amishaloi zarak. Why? Because hash the milsa the isa b'labah lemechad b'le Rabbi Shmuel lisha avar milsa the lesa b'labah mibayu. If Rabbi Shmuel holds that your regular good old fashioned shvuah shaloi ochalti is not a shvuah, even though it's isa b'labah, you can say shvuah shaloi ochal because there's a din. Because the Torah says lahara lehetiv, and there's no riboy to be marba avar. So if even that type of shvuah shavar doesn't work, certainly a situation where it's a nuanced case where it's less of a labba, for sure the shvuah shavar is not going to work. Keep ligi. What was the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? The way we explained it, aliba to Rabbi Akiva. It was according to Rabbi Akiva. Rav on like Rabbi Akiva. Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. The what? Rabbi Akiva holds a shvuah chal in the avar. So no shvuah shazar plain itzar liyam v'shaloi zar should also be chal. Shmuel lama. Shmuel's going to tell you. Rabbi Akiva hasam l'shavar. It's true Rabbi Akiva holds that is. Shvuah is chal in the avar, but that's elam milsa the isa b'laba. That's only the isa b'laba. Mechayv Rabbi Akiva avar l'shavar avar midi the lesa b'laba. But if it's a midi lesa b'laba, why over there it's not going to be chal? No, it's machlekes Rav and Shmuel is not the machlekes Rav Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. They're arguing in Rabbi Akiva goof. Yeah, leave Rabbi Shmuel. This conversation is dead on arrival. You can never make a shvuah bitul in the avar. So why are we talking about shvuah shazar plain itzar liyam? No shaychus. But the shail is in Rabbi Akiva's world where the heftzah there is something called a shvuah on the avar. Do we say that the only time a shvuah on the avar works when it's also Isi Labah or not? That's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, it doesn't have to be Isi Labah. According to Shmuel, it does have to be Isi Labah. So the Gemara thought that maybe this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is totally in the Machlokes Tanon, which Machlokes Tanon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, after further review, it is not Tully. In fact, Alibid Rabbi Shmuel, they never would have even had this conversation. The whole conversation is Alibid Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara took one attempt at trying to shtotzu a Machlokes Tanoim to the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Unsuccessful. The Gemara now is going to do a take two, find another machloikis tanoim that maybe has a shaychis to this machloikis Rabbi Akiva. This machloikis Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara lema beplukta the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira v'Rabbanu Kamifki. Maybe the machloikis Rav and Shmuel. This is a machloikis tanoim, a different machloikis tanoim, a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Rabbanu. Ditnan learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is on daf Chav Zayin Amidal. It's a top Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amidal, but it's coming up in 2 days. Okay, what does the Mishnah say? Nijba levatel asa mitzvah, if somebody swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, v'loi bitel, and he was mevatel the mitzvah patel. So if somebody makes a shvuah, I'm not going to put on tefillin. Rachmana litzlan. And he doesn't put on tefillin. Rachmana litzlan. The halacha is, or forget, he puts on tefillin, right? He was mevatel the shvuah. Good thing. So the halacha is patel. He didn't violate the shvuah. Why? Because you swore to be mevatel a mitzvah. L'kayim es ha-mitzvah v'lo'ikayim. What if a person made a shvuah that I am going to do a mitzvah and then he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, potter, the halacha is he's potter. So if a person makes a shvut to be mevatel a mitzvah, or if a person makes a shvut to be mekayim a mitzvah, either way, it doesn't matter, right? If it's belav or behain, right? That's going to be the punchline here. I'm not going to do the mitzvah, that's lav. I'm going to do the mitzvah, that's hain. Either way, the halacha is, you're going to be potter. Shehoyev b'din zok the mishnah, sheyehei chayev. There would have been a mokim to say that if a person is nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, only that part, that if a person is nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, he should be chayev, k'divri Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, based on something Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir said, omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir zok the mishnah, what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir say, u'ma im ha-reshos, she'inim mushba le me'ar sinai, ha-reyu chayev oleo, ma'adach ha-dvar reshos, where the person is not mushba ole me'ar sinai. Halach is harayu chayev aleha. That what? If you make a shvua to do a dvar reshus, halach is it's chal. And if you violate it, you're going to be chayev. Mitzvah shemushba aleha me'ar Sinai. A mitzvah which you have to do in a din shei chayev aleha. And certainly you should be chayev. Right? Rabbi Maaseir said, I don't know all this tayra mushba vayim. To me, it's just logical. If you make a shvua to do something you don't have to do, it's chal. If you make a shvua to do something you have to do, then kal v'chomer it should be chal. So really, there would have been a starker mokum to say that a nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah should be chal. Now, nishba l'batel es ha-mitzvah, no, you don't have to kal v'chomer, I care. But nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, you would have thought it should be a shvua. Based on Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir's kal v'chomer, does look the mishpah. Then nishba l'batel es ha-mitzvah l'abitel pater, and nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah l'kayim, you're also going to be pater. Now, why talk are you pater? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir had a good time though. He made a kal v'chomer. If you can make a shvua on the dvar reshus, certainly you should be able to make a shvua on the dvar mitzvah. Amru lo yisad, the chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, lo yim amarto, b'shvuas ha-reshus, shekein osa b'lav gehen. Could be a shvuas reshus, the shvuas chal, because it's isay b'lav gehen. Because you can make a shvua to do a dvar reshus, shvua sha'oichal, or to not do a dvar reshus, shalai oichal. Right? Shvua sha'ishan, shvua sha'loi ishan. Or b'toyim ha'b shvuas mitzvah, as opposed to a shvuas mitzvah, shekein loy osa b'lav gehen. You don't have the lav gehen. Because you can make a shvua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, say, based on your kal v'chomer, that I'll do a mitzvah, but you can't make a shvua that I'm going to not do a mitzvah. So we have a machloikis, l'chayra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir and the Chachamim, in this Mishnah coming up, whether a person who makes a shvua, the kaimis ha mitzvahs, the shvua chal is the shvua nachal. The Chachamim say it's nachal. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says it is chal. The Chachamim say it's nachal. It's your mushba v'oimei, right? So the shvua is not going to be chal. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says a pashta kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer because if you can make a shvua for a dvar reshus, certainly you should be able to make a shvua for a dvar mitzvah. How did the Chachamim respond to the kal v'chomer? The Chachamim respond to the kal v'chomer. It's not true because the dvar reshus is isay b'lav hey. You could make a shvua for yes, but you could also make a shvua for no. A dvar mitzvah, even your moed, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, you can make a shvua to do it based on your kal v'chomer, but you can't make a shvua to not do it. So we have a machlokes tanaim, let's get this klar, whether or not a shvua has to be isa v'la v'hein or doesn't have to be isa v'la v'hein. That's this shail over here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir holds a shvua doesn't have to be isa v'la v'hein. That's why nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah v'lo kiyem is chay. Whereas the Chachamim hold it has to be isa v'la v'hein. And being that nishba l'vatel es ha-mitzvah v'loi bitel is potter, so too it has to be a nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah v'loi kayim is going to be potter as well. So we have a machlekes whether a shvua has to be isa v'la v'hein or not. Now what was the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Klar. What was the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Whether a shvua has to be isa b'la haba or doesn't have to be isa b'la haba. The shvua was a good shvua in the avar. The question is, what about in the haba? Rav says chayv, it doesn't have to be isa b'la haba. Shmuel says potter, it has to be isa b'la haba. You hear the similarity between the two machlekes. And Rav and Shmuel are arguing whether shvua has to be isa b'la haba. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir and the Chachamim are arguing whether the shvua has to be isa b'la behein. Do you say it's isa behein? Who cares that it's lasa b'la? Okay, it's isa b'ava. Who cares that it's lasa b'la haba? Or no, you have to be able to check off all the boxes. And if a shvua can't be formulated in any one of these permutations, then the shvua ends up not being a shvua. So Tainas the Gemara, at first glance, the two machloikas seem like they might have a shaychus. Meaning, name a rav to amek Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. The Shmuel the Amikar Rabban, Yeshmak Rav that says that a shvua doesn't have to be isa b'la'ba is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir that holds the shvua doesn't have to be isa b'la'av. Whereas Shmuel that says that a shvua has to be isa b'la'ba, he holds like the Rabbanon who hold that a shvua has to be isa b'la'av as well. L'chayra, the two machlokes should be told to Zebazeb, but the Gemara says, no, it's not mukach. I mean, this is a good sush though, right? But the Gemara says it's not mukach. Because Ali, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, that what? Wow, that holds that a shvua doesn't even have to be isa b'lavehein. Kuli amalei pligi. There would be no machlekes, meaning everybody would hold that a shvua shezarak pleni tzra liyam is a shvua. Meaning, if you hold that you don't need to be isa b'lavehein, then you certainly don't have to be isa b'laba. And the reason is because hashda lavehein loy boi.
La bola shofar, boy. If you don't need la dehen, you certainly shouldn't need la bola shofar. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain why that's a kal v'chomer, but the Gemara will explain in a few lines. We'll just speak it out quickly bal peh. We'll see it inside in a second. And that is la dehen is mefurish in the Torah. Lahara lehetiv. Avar and asir are not mefurish in the Torah. Only us is mefurish in the Torah. Avar is not. So the two that are mefurish in the Torah, I could hear a ma'akev each other. But being that the other two, the Asr and the Avar, one is Mefurish, the other one is learned out from the Chayla Sheyavate, it's learned out from a Ripoy. So being that the other one's not Mefurish, it could be they're not totally in each other. But the point is, Zakti Gemara, I'll leave it there, read them the Lavehe, which are both Mefurish in the Torah, are not Ma'akiv. Certainly, Avar and Asr is not going to be active as well. But keep pleading, what then was the Machloi? Because I'll leave it the Rabbanon. They were both going in the Rabbanon. That whole, that Lavehein is very much ma'akev. Yesh shlachker, what about Avar Anas? It's Shmuel Rabban. Shmuel says that if according to the Rabban, Lavehein is ma'akev, then Avar Anas should also be ma'akev. I mean, you're basically telling me that the only time a shvuah is good is not only if the shvuah basher usham works, but only if you can take the shvuah and you can mold it this way, mold it that way. Okay, so it should have to be the other way and the other way as well. The Rav is going to tell you, no, ki lemechayvi Rabban of Lavehein, when the Rabban hold that you're not chayiv, if it doesn't meet the other mahalach, that's by Lavehein. Why? Because the pasuk says lahara ulehete behedya, and being that both of them are mentioned before in the Torah, they're both ma'akev. Aval lahabo l'sha'avar demiribuya dekroyasu, that I only know from a ribuy in the pasuk mechayvi. Maybe over there it's going to be chayev. So says the Gemara, half of a fellow. This machloikis Rav and Shmuel is not the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. It's not the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser and the Chacham. It's not the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva who argued whether you can make a shvu and the avar stamazoi. Because they're both assuming for sure you can make a shvua in the Avar. They're just arguing, could you make a shvua in the Avar where it's not shaykh to make this exact shvua in the Asa? Additionally, it's not the machloikis Rabbi Nemesayin the Rabbanon who argue a shvua that's isa behein but it's leisa belav, or vice versa. Would that shvua be a good shvua or not? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser said, yeah, the Rabbanon held not. That's not Rav and Shmuel's machloikis. Because Rav and Shmuel are both going to say that I can hear the Rabbanon's Kepeda when it comes to Lavehein because of the fact that Lavehein are both mentioned before in the Torah. But Avar and Asa, which are not both mentioned, only one is mentioned, Asa, but they're not both mentioned in the Torah, maybe there's no Kepeda. And that was good for the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. So again, what is the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel? We're not finished, right? We have another half an amud to go. What is the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel? Shvua shezarak pleini tzor liyan, or shvua sheloi zarak pleini tzor liyan. And it turns out that he lied. Is that a shvuas bitoy, or is that not a shvuas bitoy? Right? Is he getting malchus, or is he not getting malchus? Does he have to do tshuva for the sar mishtalech to be mechaper of him or not? Right? What's the halacha? Is that shvua a real shvua? Is that shvua not a real shvua? Rav says it's 100% a real shvua. Shmuel says it's not a real shvua. What is the machloikis? The machloikis is that being that this shvua you could only make in the avar, but you can't physically make it in the asid. It's impossible to make it in the asid. This nusach shvua does not work in the future tense. Why not? Because it's not in your control to decide whether Pliny will throw it tzor liyam or he won't throw it tzor liyam. It's for that reason there would be mokum to say that maybe this shvua should be a problem. Rav says, who cares? At the end of the day, it's isi ba'avar, and that was the shvua you made. Doesn't bother me that it's less of a labah. Either Rabbanon hold that every shvua has to be isa v'lavehein. Isn't that so similar? Yeah, it is very similar. But lavehein is different because lavehein are both mentioned mefurish in the Torah. Said that tonight is ma'akev. But Avar and Asa is not mentioned mefurish in the Torah. That's not ma'akev. Shmuel says no. Just like the Rabbanon hold that lavehein is ma'akev, so too Avar and Asa is going to be ma'akev as well. So the Gemara now is going to bring two kashas that Amayram asked on Shmuel. The first is Masav Rav Hamnuna. The second one is Masav Rava. The teretz to both kashas are going to be the same. Same Yusoyit, obviously the math, the way it's going to work itself out is going to be a little different. But the same Yusoyit, which is a big Yusoyit, that's going to reframe a little bit this machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Masav Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna asked the kasha on Shmuel. Loi ochalti hayoim. If a person makes a shvua, I did not eat today. Past tense. V'loi hinachti tefillin hayoim. Or he says, I didn't put on tefillin. I'll just be clear, he didn't make a shvua yet. He just said, lo yachalti ayoyim, and he sent v'lo hinachti tefillin ayoyim. And then there was a guy standing there, he said, mashbiach ani, swear, v'amar amen, and he said amen. So we know, amen achar shvua, k'maitse shvua mipivdam, right? The person says amen after shvua, it's as if he made the shvua. So essentially, this guy just swore that he didn't eat today, or he didn't put on tefillin today. So the halach is chayef. You're going to be chayiv. Freak the Gemara. Bishlei me lo yochalti. Bishlei, I understand if the person swears lo yochalti. The shvua is a shvua because isa b'lo yochal. Because it's something that's isa b'laba as well. Right? You could swear I didn't eat. You could swear I will not eat. Elo lo hinachti. How can a person make a shvuas bitoy, I did not put on tefillin? Could you make a shvuas bitoy, I will not put on tefillin? No. Why not? That's a nishba levatalas ha-mitzvah. So kumtois the shvua shaloi hinachti tefillin is leisi b'lahaba, yet you see chayev. It's a kasha on shvul. Mamash Rav Shita. Rav said chayev, shvul said potter. How's Rav going to answer this? So the Gemara, Rav Amnuna answers this kasha, u'moisav lov u'mefarakla. He asked it and he didn't wait for anyone else to answer it. He answered it by himself. He said, look, starting to tell me, this is where you have to read the price. Loi ochalti, when it says lo yachalti hayoyim chayiv, it means lekarben. Yitaka chayiv. It's a regular shvuas bitoy with oil of yoyred and the ala pitchavkis. Lo yinachti lemalkis. But as it relates to lo yinachti and a chinami, you're not going to be chayiv karben. And you know what it means when it says chayiv? What it means when it says chayiv is it means that you are going to be chayiv. It means that you're going to be chayiv malkis. But en a chinami, you are not going to be chayiv a karben. And that's the yisoid that you see from this Gemara. It's Rav Hamnuna's yisoid. And that is that even though Shmuel said that any shvuah that's leisav alahaba, you're potter, it means you're potter from carbon, you're not potter from malchus. Klar. As it relates to carbon, there is a tenai that it has to be isav alahaba. That's a tenai in carbon oil of yoyed. But as it relates to the malchus now, and now this is matim with the yisoid that we've seen already many times. I mean, most recently, Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Shmuel who holds that every shvuah l'sha'avar is not a shvuah, it's only with regards to Malkus, right? In a way, Shmuel is just like an extension of Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that every shvuah l'sha'avar, there's no oil of a yoyrit. Avad there's Malkus, no oil of a yoyrit. Shmuel is saying that in the Rabbanan Gufa, the Sadazah tonight, any shvuah in the avar that's leisa b'labah also is not going to be shaykh to the oil of yoyrit, but it is going to be a Malkus. But al kabanim, Rav said chayv, Shmuel said pater, when we learned the Gemara at first glance, in real time, it felt like, I don't know, pater means pater, chayv means chayv. This is pater, there's no shvuah at all. That's Kamash Malan Rav Amnuna. He asked it as a kasha, umaysavum wafarakla, he was machadish this varf, that even according to Shmuel, there is going to be a Malkus. What is there not going to be? There's not going to be an oil of yoyrit. Rav? Now Rav asked the kasha, he said, what's an example of a shvuah shav? Nishba lishanis is how you do a lot of it. If somebody swears, and his shvuah is altering something that everybody knows is a certain way. Right? That's your classic shvuah shav. For Amar, for example, al amud shel even, shehu shel zav. There's an amud, there's a beam, it's made of stone, and the guy swears it's gold. That's a shvuah shav, right? It's your dual the adam that it's really even. That's an example of a shvuah shav. For Amar, Ula said, v'hu shenikah v'gimel bnei yom. Now, Ula commented on this chazal, and he said, the only time this is true is if three people know that it's even. But if you don't have three people that know it's Evan, then it's not a shvuah shav. I mean, yodua means to three people, says the Gemara. And this is Rava talking. Time of the nicker. It sounds like it has to be nicker. Holo nicker. Let's say it wouldn't be nicker. Ivan Mishum shvuah bitoy, right? Chayra. Meaning, eze shvuah shav, nishbulishan says to yodua l'adam. When it's nicker, gimel bnei adam. Let's say it's not something that three people know about. It's not shvuah shav, zak Rava. It sounds to me like it's shvuah sheker. So if a person would swear, al amud shal Evan shu shal zav, and three people don't know that it's Evan, so it's not a shvuah shav because it's not considered nikker, it's not considered yodua, but at the same time it is shvuah shek. If I'm my freak rovel, why ain't it be a heishal zav? This shvuah of avar is not a shvuah that shayach in the asid, right? He's swearing on an amud shal evan shahu shal zav. Right? This is like more hoiva than it is avar. But the point is, it's leisa b'lehaba. Why is it leisa b'lehaba? Because you can't swear that this amud shel evan is going to be shel zav. Right? There's no such thing. And if there's no such thing, then this is a shvua of avar slash hoiva, right? That's leisa b'lehaba, and still you see that you're going to be chayiv. What do you mean chayiv of a shvua shaker? Now, some of you are going to be chayiv. It says you're not going to be chayiv for shvuah shav. But Rav understood it means for sure you're going to be chayiv for shvuah sheker. So you see that you don't need that the shvuah should be isa b'laba in order to be chayiv for shvuah sheker. So again, Rav asked the kasha and Rav answered it. Humayis of love, humafarek lo, nika oiver mishum shvuah shav, loy nika oiver mishum shvuah sheker. You're oiver mishum shvuah sheker, the malchus of shvuah sheker. But in the chenami, you're not going to be chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyrit. And again, Shmuel's whole halacha was only said with regards to the oil of a yoyrit. It was never said with regards to the ikar halacha of malchus. So the bottom line is that in these last 10 or so lines, Rav Hamnuna and Rava both asked kashas on Shmuel, and they both came out with the same maskana, that Shmuel only said his halacha with regards to the oil of yoyrit. As it relates to the oil of yoyrit, it has to be isa b'laba. But as it relates to the ikur malkus of shvuah sheker, over there it doesn't have to be isa b'laba. Zok to Gemara. Amar Abai. So, before we learn this last leg of the sugya, just a tiny introduction, and that is,
Abaya is about to take this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and he's going to plug and play a little bit. He's going to shtel it to the world of Shavuos Ha'Edos. Now, Shavuos Ha'Edos is the name of the next parak. It's Kiyodua, one of the most geshmaka prakim in Shas, on Shas Kotan vibes, in parak Shavuos Ha'Edos. We're going to be starting in a few days, Be'ezer Hashem. But the basic concept of Shavuos Ha'Edos for now is where somebody goes over to somebody and he says, you know, I'm involved in some litigation and I'm looking to put together some witnesses that can testify on my behalf. I know that you know that I'm innocent, or you can come testify in a way that's going to benefit me. It has to be Dinei Mominus, like the Gemara says in Perek Shavuos Ha'Edos. We'll get into all that at Be'ezer Hashem. But I'm being teveyu to please come and say Edos. And the person swears, Eini Yodei Elokei Edos. In short, then it turns out that it wasn't true, and he wants to be a moed of Oiz of Yeruchim, he wants to do tshuva. So there's a parish of Karban Oiz of Yair, right? One of the examples of an Oiz of Yair is Shavuos Ha'Edos, right? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Shavuos Bitoy, Shavuos Ha'Edos. They're the big three. But the point is that Shavuos Ha'Edos is an example of Karban Oiz of Yair. Now, if you think about it for a second, Shavuos Ha'Edos is eerily similar to Shavuos Bitoy, right? What's Shavuos Ha'Edos? The person swears, I don't know Ha'Edos. He really didn't know Ha'Edos. Okay, now you want to do tshuva. Oh, there's a parish of Eidos of Yairin. Sounds familiar, right? Well, isn't that what we're talking about these days? That's mamish what's going on right now at Shavuos Bitoy. In fact, the Gemara soon is going to ask it as a kasha. The Gemara is going to ask, why do I need a parish of Shavuos Ha'Edos? Tape it lays at our parish of Shavuos Bitoy. It's a real kasha that the Gemara and Abai and Rav are going to roll their sleeves up and they're going to handle this kasha. But the point is, there's definitely an overlap, high level, between Shavuos Ha'Edos and between Shavuos Bitoy. And Abaya now is going to apply Unzer Machloikis Rav and Shmuel into the world of Shavuos Ha'Edos. So Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Umoide Rav. Rav, who said that a person that swears Shavuos Shazarak Pleni Tzor Aliyah, Shaloi Zarak Pleni Tzor Aliyah, the halach is that the Shavuos Chav. It's chal not only with regards to Malkus, it's chal with regards to Oil of Yared as well. And even though it's Leisei Lahaba, who cares? It doesn't have to be Yisav Lahaba. Says Abai, Rav's going to be Moido, but Imel Chaveiroi, if somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, Shfuash ani Yodei Elocha Edos, I swear I know Edos for you. The Ishtakach de lo yada. And it turns out that he really didn't know Edos. The Potter, the Allah is he's going to be Potter. And the reason is, because being that if this person would swear, I don't know Edos, the Shavuah wouldn't be Chal. Being that Shavuah wouldn't be Chal, so too, a Shavuah also can't be Chal. So, two things. First of all, what does it mean if a person would swear, the Shavuah wouldn't be Chal? So, what it means is not that the Shavuah wouldn't be Chal, but what it means is it would be a Shavuah Ha'Edos, it wouldn't be a Shavuah Bitoy. And being that it would be a Shavuah Ha'Edos, not a Shavuah Bitoy, so it comes out, Shavuah Ha'Edos is not in the parish of Shavuah Bitoy. And being that it's not in the parish of Shavuah Bitoy, so it's for that reason it's going to impact the Shavuah Ha'Edos as well. Now, why is it going to impact it? Because we saw earlier, it's Machlokes Rav Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim, whether or not a Shavuah has to be Isa B'la Behein or doesn't have to be Isa B'la Behein. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira said no. But the Chachamim said yeah. And even Rav says Abaya, this is Abaya talking, that said on Amad Aleph, that a Shavuah doesn't have to be Isa B'la Haba and B'la Avar, but it does have to be Isa B'la Behein. And what's the difference? Because B'la Behein, like the Gemara said, I'm Mefurish in the Torah, as opposed to Avar and Asa, only one is Mefurish in the Torah, Asa, but Avar is not Mefurish in the Torah. So Zokta Abaya, Moide Rav. Rav's going to be Moide. That if a person would swear, Sha'an Yodei Elocha Eidos, right, this is a Shavuah and the Avar, Sha'an Yodei Elocha Eidos, right, Hoiva Avar, the Shavuah wouldn't be Chal. And the reason is, because it's Issa Behein, you could swear on Yodei Elocha Eidos, but you can't swear Sha'an Yodei Elocha Eidos. Now you could swear it all day long, but it's not in the parish of Shavuos Bitoy, because the Torah was mafkid from the parish of Shavuos Bitoy. The Torah put it into the parish of Shavuos Eidos. And being that it's not in the parish of Shavuos Bitoy, so kumtais, it's ki'ilu, this Shavuah is leisei belav, and adifu, this Shavuah is leisei belav. So says Abaya, mamish, this mamish sounds like a raid bite, right? So says Abaya, this is gishma, sounds like a michas chinuch. So the Shavuah is leisei belav, and being that the Shavuah is leisei belav, so it's for that reason, zokta Abaya, the Shavuah is not going to be chal. Now there's one important thing that Rashi speaks out that's going to come to light in the very end of this Gemara that we're about to learn. And that is, we have to be careful with this. Because really, Shavuos Ha'Edos is not always a Shavuos Ha'Edos. For example, it has to be in Beis Din. Also, you have to be a Kosher Eid. What if you're a Posel Eidos? You're a Masachik Bekovia, right? So
for sure the most famous of the Psula Eidos. So let's say you're a Psula Eidos. Okay, so then you're not in the Parash of Shavuos Eidos, right? That's Pashit. It's only Beruim Lehed. It's the first mission of Parash Shavuos Eidos. Avadi, you have to be someone that's right to say Eidos. So as much as we're saying now, oh, Shavuos Eidos is a hafkah, the Parash of Shavuos Bitoy, I would say it depends. If you're a Kashale, then it's in Bez, then you could check off all the boxes. It's dinim mominis. I don't know, there's a whole bunch of dinim that govern Shavuos Eidos. So then, yeah. But if not, not. But Rashi says that it's clear, Abaye held, that once you're a little bit not in the parasha Shavuos Bitoy, meaning the cheftz of Shavuos Eini Yedeh Eidos is in the... So that's mafkir the whole nusach HaShavuos of Shavuos Eini Yedeh Eidos and makes it a race from parasha Shavuos Bitoy. So even though you're not in the parasha Shavuos Eidos Bepoil, but Hamir, you're not in the parasha Shavuos Bitoy, that makes it Leisei Belav. And if it's Leisei Belav, it's for that reason, Zok Dabai, Umayder Rav. Meaning, again, even though Rav, what's the punchline of Umayder Rav? It's a funky case. But what's the punchline of Umayder Rav? The punchline of Umayder Rav is that even though Rav holds that it doesn't have to be Issa Balaba, but it does have to be Issa Balaba. Because again, that's the Shitas Arabanon that argued with Rabbi Yehuda ben Meir in the Mishnah Kamon on Daf Chazayin Amal from the top of our Amud over here on Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis. But he continued, did Abaya. Abaya said that what would be if somebody would say that Yodati Velo Yodati, a person would say, he would swear that I know Eidos about you, or a person would swear that I don't know Eidos about you, right? So then says Abaya Machloikis. That already would be Machloikis. Meaning if a person would swear in the Ovar would be that I, not even know, that's the wrong word, I knew an Eidos about you, or I didn't know an Eidos about you. So that already would be the subject of the Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Why would that be the subject of the Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel? Because to say I knew Eidos, I didn't know Eidos, that's not the parasha of Shavuos Eidos. So that's Issa Balava here, right? I knew Eidos about you. That's a Shavuah. I didn't know Eidos about you. That's a Shavuah, right? Shavuos Eidos is when I don't know Eidos about you. But this is talking about something in the Avar. Being that it's talking in the Avar, Yodati Velo Yodati, I could do it in the Hay and I could do it in the Lach. What can't I do? I can't do it in the Asid. Why can't I do it in the Asid? Because what would be the Asid? I will know Eidos about you. I won't know Eidos about you. What does that even mean? It's not in your control. That's like Ploini Yisra Yisra Aliyah. So really, this is an example of where it's Issa B'Lavahen, because Yodati B'lo Yodati are both not Shavuos Eidos. It's Leisa B'Lahaba. That's mamish the case of Rav and Shmuel, because it's not something that's in my control. As a result, it's Ploini Machlokes. It's Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, that says, Ploini Zorak Tzor Liyam Chayiv, you'll be Chayiv here as well. And according to Shmuel, you're going to be Potter. And finally, Abaye said another example. He'adati, V'loi he'adati Machlokes. What would be if a person swears, he says, I said Eidos about Ploini. Or a person swears and he says, I didn't say Eidos about Ploini. Near two, whether or not that Shmuel Bichal will be telling the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Why? Because again, he'adati v'loi he'adati are both Issei B'Lavahein. They're both not Shavuos Eidos. So they're both Issa B'Lavahein, but they're also not Issa B'Lahaba. Why not? So here the Rishonim say, why is He'aditi not Issa B'Lahaba? Because what would He'aditi in the Lahaba mean? I will say Eidos about you. What would that mean? Like if I knew Eidos about you, I would say Eidos about you. Well, if you know Eidos about someone, you have to say Eidos about the person. It's a Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah. And to say Loi He'aditi, what would that mean? That would mean in the future, if I know Eidos about you, I'm not going to say it. Well, guess what? You're Nishba Levat Lasa Mitzvah. That was also not going to be Chal. So again, He'adati V'loya Adati, each one in of itself is good. Kumtois, it's Issa B'Lavehe. Narvas, it's less of a Laba, because you're either a Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah, you're Nishba Levat Lasa Mitzvah. This is Mamash Machloikis Ram and Shmuel, and it's for that reason, the halacha is, says Abaye, this is going to be Talib B'Machloikis. So again, says Abaye, I'll give you one example in the world of Shavuos Eidos where Rav is Moida. I'll give you two examples in the world of Shavuos Eidos. Again, when we say the world of Shavuos Eidos, the context of Shavuos Eidos, where there's going to be a machloikis. What's the case of Umoida Rav, where Rav is going to be Moida, Shavuos Anuyedei Elocha Eidos? Because that Shavu is Leisei Balav. Because if it's Balav, it's Shavuos Anuyedei Elocha Eidos. You're added the parasha for Shavuos Brito, you're arriving in the parasha Shavuos Eidos. So there, it's less of Balav. Oh, that's machloikis. We're saying the Rabbanu, we pass it to Rabbanu, that Shavu is not going to be a Shavu. The two cases where you can stelzu the machloikis Rav and Shmuel to Shavuos Eidos would be Yodati v'lo Yodati, I knew I didn't know, or He'adati v'lo He'adati, I was made, I wasn't made. Both of those are Issei B'Lavahein, because they don't infringe on Shavuos Eidos, hence they're not added to the parashah Shavuos B'Toy, but they're both Leisei B'Lahaba. Yodati v'lo because how could you say I'm going to know something before you know it, or I'm not going to know something, maybe you'll know it. So it's less of a lahaba. Hey, you can't be made, you're going to say edos because it's a nishbal kaimis mitzvah. You can't be made that you can't be, you swear that you won't be made because that's a nishbal matlas mitzvah. So again, though both examples of leisib lahaba, it's isib ava, leisib lahaba, isib lahaven, that is the machlokes rav and shmul. One case of mayderav, the other two cases, it's going to be a machlokes. More intertwining. Rav and Shmuel with the sugya Shmuel say. Talk to him. Bishlam the Shmuel the Amar Milsa the Lesser Baba Loi Mechayev Alel LeShavar Bishlam. According to Shmuel, that holds that any shvuah that you can formulate in the future tense is not considered a shvuah's bitui. Lahachi Afker Achmana LeShvuah's Edus Michlal Shvuah's bitui. That would explain why the Torah had to single out the parasha Shvuah's Edus, and it's not merely included in the parasha Shvuah's bitui. El Ol Rav, but according to Rav, that there's no halacha that says that the only time a shvuah's bitui is a shvuah is if it's isei lahaba lemay hilchas Afker Achmana. So why then did the Torah need to write a separate parasha of Shvuah's Edus? Why was it excluded from the parasha of Shvuah's bitui? Every shvuas eidos should simply be a shvuas bitui. In other words, the Gemara is asking the question that we mentioned earlier, the obvious question, and that is: every single shvuas eidos, isn't that a shvuas bitui? What shvuas eidos? You know eidos about me? No, I don't. It turns out you lied falsely. So there's a parsha of korban oil v'yoyret. L'chayra, every time a person swears falsely, there's a parsha of korban oil v'yoyret. If that's the case, why did the Torah single out the parsha of Shavuos Eidos? And the Gemara says that l'chayra, it should be told in the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Because Bishlam, according to Shmuel, the only time there's a parsha of Shavuos Eidos is if this shvuah that you're making right now was Isei Lahaba. Now, the shvuah of Shavuos Eidos, which is I don't know Eidos about you, is not Isei Lahaba. Because you can't swear I won't know Eidos about you, because how do you know if you will or won't know Eidos about the person? So being that the shvuah of Eini Yodei Locha Eidos, which is the shvuah of Shavuos Eidos, is less of a lahaba. So really, it's not included in the Gdarim of Shavuos Bitoi. That's why I need a new parasha of Shavuos Eidos. But according to Rav, that holds there's no such tnai of Isei Lahaba. You don't need that the shvuah should be Shaykh Laba. Well, if you don't need the shvuah should be Shaykh Laba, then shvuah Eini Yodei Locha Eidos is a legitimate shvuah. It should be a regular Shavuos Bitoi. And if it's a regular Shavuos Bitoi, why then did the Torah have to be Mechadish, a new parasha called Shavuos Eidos? Why not simply include the halacha of Shavuos Eidos in the parasha Shavuos Bitoi? In other words, without the special halacha of Shavuos Eidos, I would l'chayra know that Shavuos Eini Yodei Locha Eidos would be considered a shvuah simply based on the fact that it's an example of Shavuos Bitoi. So the Gemara says that this was a kasha that they were tumbling about in Beis Medrash, Amru, Rabbanu Kameda Abaya, and the Rabbanu said this over in the presence of Abaya, the kasha, and the following teretz, and that is l'chiyuve aleh tarati, meaning anachanami. According to Rav, every Shavuos Eidos is a Shavuos Bitoi. So why maybe did the Torah write a parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos to tell me that for Shavuos Ha'edos is not only one oil of a yoyret, there's two. There's an oil of a yoyret for Shavuos Bitoi, and there's an oil of a yoyret for Shavuos Ha'edos, meaning Anachanami. I would know a carbon oil of a yoyret by Shavuos Ha'edos without the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos, but I would only know one. I wouldn't know two. Kamash Malon, this two. So the oilam said this over to Abai. Amaluhu. So Abai told him, Tarti loy matzi su amritu. You can't say that the purpose of the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos is to tell me that there's going to be two oil of a yoyret. The Tanya, and it's based on the following price. It says regarding the oil of a yoyred, v'hoyo ki yesham la'achas me'ela. And we learn from there, la'achas atam mechayvoy, you can be chayiv one oil of a yoyred, v'yatam mechayvoy shtayim, but you can't do one avera and be chayiv two. And being that there's a pasuk that says that you can't be chayiv two, so it can't be that the reason there's a parish of Shavuos Eidos is to be mechadash a second oil of a yoyred, because it's exeris hakosov, so the Gemara says, okay, so according to Abayo, Aliba de Rav, why is there a parasha of Shavuos Eidos? Every Shavuos Eidos is a Shavuos Bitoi. And again, Bishlam, according to Shmuel, it's less Lahaba. Because you can't say, I swear I won't know Eidos about you. So being that it's less Lahaba, it's not a Shavuos Bitoi, Kamashbal on the parasha of Shavuos Eidos. Merdik, according to Shmuel. But according to Rav and the Cheshbin, every Shavuos Eidos is the Shavuos Bitoi. So if every Shavuos Eidos is the Shavuos Bitoi, so why was the term Mechad Shavuos Bitoi or Shavuos Eidos? And don't tell me to be Mechad because there's a cause if you can't be chayv too. So the Gemara says that according to Abaye, the reason is look at the Tanya is based on the following price. If you look at all the ones that are chayv carbon oil of a yoyret, the Torah says vanilla, suggesting that the only time you chayv an oil of a yoyret, like all chatois, is if you do an aver b'shoigig. But over here, as it relates to Shavuos Ha'edos, the Torah does not mention the word vanilla. There's no mention of vanilla. L'chayiv al ha'mezek ha'shoigig. And the reason is, say Chazal, to teach me that Shavuos Ha'edos yichayiv not only b'shoigig, but yichayiv b'mezek as well. So being that Shavuos Ha'edos yichayiv b'mezek as well, so that's already a chiddush. That's something that would not be true based on the parasha of Shavuos Bitoy. So the reason the Torah wrote this new parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos is to be mechadish, not an oiv v'yoyred for Shavuos she'en yodeh l'chayedos, because that I would know from Shavuos Bitoy. But to be mechadish an oil of yored for shvua she'eni yodei locha edos b'mezid. Based on shvua's bitoy, the only time you'd be chayiv is that the shvua was b'shoigig. Here it's b'mezid, and still you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabban Labai." When Rabban heard what Abaye said, said, "I told Abaye, you know, you told us a minute ago that there's a drush in the parish of oil of yored la'achas me'ela la'achas ata mechayvoy v'ata mechayvoy shtayim. Emo, now that you're telling me, that shvua's edos is really a shvua's bitoy." And if you do it b'shoigig, theoretically you'd be shayach to maybe two oil of a yoyred. But when you do it b'mezid, you're only shayach to one, because shvuos bito is not in the parish of mezid, whereas shvuos ha'edos is. So ema b'mezid mechayiv chada b'shoigig mechayiv tarti. Could you say that the drosha of la'achas me'ela is really talking specifically about where you did it b'mezid, and then you chayiv one, because there's no shvuos bito when you do it b'mezid. But enechinami, if you would do it b'shoigig, really you'd be chayiv two. Meaning Abaye had initially said that if a person would be over shvuos she'eni de'el ha'edos, the shoygig, seemingly, you don't be chayiv one, right? You can't be chayiv for shvuos bitoy and for shvuos eidos. But the chachamim told Abaye, now that you Abaye are saying that there's a parish of shvuos eidos, even the mezid, so maybe the only time it's true la'achas atam chayiva is when it's the mezid, where this taka no inyan bechlal of shvuos bitoy, because no shvuos bitoy be mezid. But maybe b'shoygig really be chayiv too. So Amalhusa, Abaye told him rather sharply. He says, "Lav hainu da amri l'cho la'achas achas atam chayiv v'atam chayiv yeshnaim." I told you the drasha is you could be chayiv for one, not two. Now the ibe mezid, if the pasuk is addressing a case of mezid mi'ikatarti, there's not two anyways. B'shoygig there's bechefta two la'achas atam chayiv. You only gonna be chayiv for one, but the mezid all there is one. So you can't tell me the drasha of achas atam chayiv v'atam chayiv yeshnaim is referring to a case of mezid, because by mezid all there is bechefza one. Either way, this was Abaye's hesper. Abaye said that the reason, according to Rav, we need a parasha of shvuos eidos, isn't every shvuos any de'alucha eidos anyways a shvuos bito. Again, according to Shmuel, it's not because it's less of Abba. But according to Rav, it is. So isn't it included in that anyways? So why do I need a separate parasha? So the Rabbanu wanted to say, l'chayv ala atarti. Abaye knocked that out based on a drasha. So Abaye said the real answer is to be mechadish mezid. That's where it's negeya. It's to be mechadish mezid. Now, Abaye had said, the reason you can't say that according to Rav, shvuos she'eni yodei locha edos, b'shoigig you'll be chayiv shtayim, is because it's a drasha. La'achas me'ela, la'achas ata mechayvoy, v'ata mechayvoy shtayim. It was based on a drasha. So the Gemara says, Rava gave a different explanation as to why it is you can't be chayiv to alibi the Rav, by shvuos she'eni yodei locha edos. Rava Amar, Rava said, mishum dehavadav she'bechlal, v'yotza lidem b'davar achadosh, in l'chabay el chidushay b'vad. One of the midos shatern addresses b'hem is that if something was included in a klal, and then all of a sudden you find a davar chadosh with regards to a prat in that klal, we say that ein l'chabay el chidushay, and the only time you'll be chayiv is in that protiyistig away, not in the klaliyistig away. In other words, Shvuos Ha'edos, according to Rav, was in the klal of Shvuos Bitoy. It was Yotza Lidem B'davar HaChadosh. The parish of Shvuos Ha'edos has a lot of Chidushim in it. Ein lo chabay el chidushay. Once we're mechadish, the new dinim of Shvuos Ha'edos, it's no longer considered part of Shvuos Bitoy. So whereas Abaye said that the reason every Shvuos Ha'edos can't also be a Shvuos Bitoy, according to Rav, is based on a drasha, achas ata mechayv v'yata mechayv yeshtayim, Rav said it's based on the midrash ha'ter and the drash ha'spam, that once it was Yotza Lidem B'davar HaChadosh, Ein L'Chabay El HaChidushay. Now the truth is, it's just kedai to speak out before we mention the last knej, and that is, so we have two reasons why, according to Rav, every Shavuos Ha'edos is not also a Shavuos Bitoy. According to Abaya, it's because of a drasha. La'achas ata mechayvay. According to Rava, it's based on the midrash ha'ter and the drasha's pan. Rashi says that would be a nafkamina. The nafkamina would be, what would be if somebody would swear Shavuot She'eni Yodei Lo Ha'edos, but it wouldn't meet the prerequisites of Shavuos Ha'edos. For example, he was Apostle Eidos. It's not shaykh to Shavuos Ha'edos. Or it was Shalei Bebezdin. It's not shaykh to Shavuos Ha'edos. What would be the halacha over there? Would you be chayiv shtayim or would you not be chayiv shtayim? Tain is the Rashi that l'chayra, according to Abaya, that the whole reason there's no shvus eidos by shvus any day loch eidos is because he can't be chayiv too. So in this case, you'll be chayiv mishum shvus bitoy. Again, avadi you're not going to be chayiv too, but in this case, you'd be chayiv mishum shvus bitoy, because the only reason you're not chayiv mishum shvus bitoy is because you can't be chayiv twice. Well, over here, you're not being chayiv twice. You're not chayiv shvus eidos because it's not shayiv shvus eidos. We're dealing with psule eidos. We're dealing with shalei bebezin. So it'd be chayiv al shvus bitoy. But according to Rava, there's a din that a davar shahaya bechlav v'yotz alidah b'davar achalosh in lechmayel chidush b'levan. Once the Torah said by any idealoch eidos is a pasha shvus eidos and knocks it out of shvus bitoy, and even in that case, it wouldn't be subject to shvus bitoy. So there's an afkamina between and Abaya, there are two reasons why it is that by Shvuas Ha'etos, B'Shoigig, you're not Chayiv too. I'll leave it to Rav. According to Abaya, it's based on a drosh. You can only be Chayiv one. According to Rav, because it was Yotzim and Akla. Naf Kamina would be, what if Bepoyol, I don't have a Shvuas Ha'etos? So it's a Shvua of Eni Yedeh Edos, which is the Nusach HaShvua of Shvuas Ha'etos, but it doesn't meet the prerequisites. According to Abaya, l'chayr, in this case, being that you're not chayiv at shvuas eidos, because it's psulei eidos, it's chos lebezin, so you'd be chayiv al kaponim for the one. According to Rava, you still wouldn't be chayiv because it was yotzim and akal. So the Gemara says, with that hakdama, I have a little bit of a chesh ben kasha. Why? Says the Gemara, Michlal d'Abaya savi isa l'shvuah. But what emerges is that according to Abaya, every shvuas eidos, really, there is a shvuas bitoy. This is where Rashi speaks out the shtickle there that we just mentioned. It's just that you can't be chayiv too bepoil. But let's say you're not being chayiv for shvuas eidos, you'd be chayiv for shvuas bitoy. Meaning shvuas any day loch eidos, that's a mishayiv for shvuas bitoy. If that's the case, Amar Abaya. Abaya said on the earlier in the sugya, Moiderav. Remember, Abaya said Moiderav, Machloikis, Machloikis. What was the case of Moiderav? If somebody would say, I swear I know Eidos about you, it wouldn't be a Shvuz Bitoy. Shvuz Anioidealocha Eidos. What's the reason? Because it's not Shaykh by Anioidealocha Eidos. Why is it not Shaykh by Anioidealocha Eidos? Because Anioidealocha Eidos will never be a Shvuz Bitoy. It's always going to be a Shvuz Eidos. Now, we spoke out when we saw the Gemara. We mentioned it from Rashi, and we said the Gemara is going to come back to it. Why is it so pashit that Shvuz Anioidealocha Eidos is not Shaykh or Shvuz Bitoy? It depends. Sometimes, yes, sometimes not. What if you're Psule Eidos? What if you're Chutz Lebezin? Well, this is where it's coming together. The Gemara is saying like this, Bishleim, according to Rava, that Rava holds every shvusha any day loch eidos was yotza min aklal, so it's not shayach anymore to the parsha shvus bitoy. So every shvusha any day loch eidos is less of a lav. If it's less of a lav, so I understand why it's not shayach to shvus bitoy. But according to Abaya l'shitasai, that Abaya holds that really shvusha eidos, or really shvush any day loch eidos could be a shvus bitoy. It's only when it's in Bezdin and you're Ksheim Leidos that you're Chayev Shvuz Eidos, then you're not going to be Chayev Shvuz Bitoy. It's only based on Achas Atam Chayev Atam Chayev Shtayim. But if you don't have Shvuz Eidos, then you'd be Chayev for Shvuz Bitoy. Well, if that's the case, it comes out according to Abaya, Shvuz Eini Yedeh Eidos is Be'etzim Shayach to Shvuz Eidos. So what are you telling me? It's Be'etzim Shayach to Shvuz Bitoy. So why are you telling me that according to Rav, Shvuz Eini Yedeh Eidos is not a Shvuz Bitoy because it's less of a lot? Meaning, Moide Rav, even though Rav holds that what? Even though Rav holds that Shvuah does not have to be Isa b'lehaba, but it has to be Isa b'lavehen. So Shvuah she'ani yodei l'cha edos is not Isa b'lavehen because it's less of a lav, because Shvuah she'ani yodei l'cha edos is Shvuah she'edos. That's not always true. It's only sometimes true. Now, Bishlam, according to Rava, it is always true. But according to Abaya, it's only sometimes true. It's only true if the Poyel is going to be Shvuah she'edos. But if there's not a Poyel going to be Shvuah she'edos, then it's not going to be true. So if that's the case, don't we have a stira in Abaya? Abaya that said, Moide Rav, bo'imer l'chaver Shvuah she'ani yodei l'cha edos, that it's less of the lav, because it's always, every shvuz, any day loch eidos is going to be a shvuz eidos and not a shvuz bitoy. How does it shim with Abaya? They said the only reason a shvuz eidos, according to Rav, is not a shvuz bitoy is because pepoil, you can't be chayiv too. But if you're not going to be chayiv al shvuz eidos, then shvuz any day loch eidos will be a shvuz bitoy. So the Gemara says one or two simple truths. Either Hadabai Abaya Miahi, you have to say Abaya was like a chayzer from the first thing that he said. When he said Amoyd the Rav, that's what he initially thought. But he was chayzer once he came along to the idea that the only reason by you're not chayiv shtayim is because the achas meila comes out shvuz any day loch eidos could be a shvuz bitoy. So Enochinami doesn't pass what Rav said anymore. Ibai same, or you could say Chadiminayu Rapapa Amra. One of these two things was really said by Rav Papa. It wasn't said by Abaya. Taisva says Rapapa. Who said a word about Rapapa in the sugya? So Taisva says it's because Rapapa was Rashida after Abaya and Rav, and sometimes the Talmidim would make mistakes and they would confuse halachas that was said by Abaya and Rav with halachas that was said by Rapapa. But either way, Chadiminayu Rapapa Amra, and as a result, a rather simple way to get out of a very, very hard steer. But either way, just to end with one ha'ara. And this is going back to a noise that we spoke about twice already recently.
and that is the sugi of Chatzishir, as it conflates with the laws of Shavuos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, this is Perikei Halacha Zayin, says, Shavuos shaloi oichal kol shehu min nevelos v'treifas. If a person swears, I will not eat a kol shehu of nevelos and treifas, the ochal pachas mikazayas, and he ended up eating a kol shehu or less than a kazayas, chayiv b'shvua, he's chayiv for the iser shvua, sharei enoi mushba al chatzishir me'er Sinai. And the reason is because he's not a mushba v'oimed al chatzishir. Being that he's not a mushba v'oimed al chatzishir, it's for that reason he is going to be chayiv. So again, a person swore that he's not going to eat a kol shehu of nevelos and treifas, and he went ahead and he ate a kol shehu of nevelos and treifas, daloch is his chayiv. He violated the shvua, sharei enoi mushba al chatzi shir meharsin. Because even though a person is a mushba v'oimed, not to eat nevelos and treifas, but he's not a mushba v'oimed al chatzi shir. The makar to the Rambam is a gemara that we saw three times. On daf chav aleph on the base, on daf chav beis on the base, and on daf chav gimel on the base. You don't see this every day. But it was an identical gemara that we saw three dafin in a row, where the gemara brought the mishnah that says, shvua she loy oichal nevelos treifas shkotzen v'ramasim. The Chachamim say you're chayiv, and Reb Shimon says you're potter. The Gemara says, Bishlam, Reb Shimon holds you're potter because you're a mushba v'ayimei not to eat nevelos, treifas, shkotzen, v'ramasim. But the Chachamim say you're chayiv. How could you be chayiv? You're a mushba v'ayimei, and if you're a mushba v'ayimei, the shvua shouldn't be chal. And the Gemara said two terutzim. Rav Ushmu v'Rav Yochanan on the Amri Travayu, it's be'issa koilel. Reish Lakish said that Alibi de Rabbanon, it's talking about where you are mefarish, that you want the shvua to be chal even on pachas mikashir, and being that on pachas mikashir, you're not a mushba v'oymed, so it's for that reason the shvua is going to be chal on pachas mikashir. L'chayra, the Rambam is paskening Reish Lakish's halacha, which the Gemara mentioned three times, that the Chachamim in the Mishnah hold shvua shaloi oichal Nevel treifas shkotzen v'ramasim, where the shvua was mefurish on a pachas mikashir, it's chal. You're not a mushba v'oimei. That is the halacha of the Rambam. Stating that, freitikas a mishnah an eisen akasha. He says that's pasha to me, or at least I would have thought that when Reish Lakish said that pshan in the chachamim, that a person who swears on pachas mikashir, the halacha is going to be chayv. You're not a mushba v'oimei mar Sinai, is because it's Reish Lakish l'shitas, who holds chatzis shir is mutam anatayr. No, because we know this machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish yumad afayin dal. Chatzishir mutam natayr, chatzishir asam natayr. Reish Lakish holds chatzishir is mutam natayr. Rabbi Yechon holds chatzishir is asam natayr. Says the Kesef Mishnah l'chayr it's poshet that when Reish Lakish said that the shvu is chal when you swore a pachas mikashir, it's l'shitasa because he holds chatzishir is mutam natayr. I mean that chatzishir is mutam natayr. So kumtais on a pachas mikashir, you're not a mushba v'oymed. So it's for that reason the shvu is going to be chal. About libid Rabbi Yechon. On, who holds a chatzishir zosman atayra? Just like you're a mushba v'oymed on a full shir, you're a mushba v'oymed on a chatzishir as well. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the shir is only negayah the laugh. It's only negayah the malchus. I'm sorry, it's negayah the chiyuvim and the oinchin. Abivos is negayah the iser chatzishir zosman atayra. And if that's the case, l'chayr it's pashut. You should be a mushba v'oymed for that as well. If that's the case, Feit Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam Lishitasa, who we know throughout Shas Paskas like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzishir is also Menatayra. How could he say Reish Lakish is Teretz? It's true, the Rambam's quoting a Gemara. That's in three places in Shas. Abul Chayr, that Gemara Reish Lakish said, and he said a Lishitasa that he holds Chatzishir is Mutam Menatayra. But the Rambam who Paskas like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzishir is also Menatayra, had no business ever saying this Psak. It's Feit Kesem Mishnah. L'chayr, it's a Stiris Aram. How could the Rambam pass in Reish Lakish as Allah in Shvuas, Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel? That if somebody swears that he won't eat a kosher nevel shreifish katsim ramasim, and he eats, the halach is he's over the shvua because he's not a mushba v'ayim and a chatzishir. If the Rambam also passing like Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzishir, I think Gemara it's reshlokish l'shitasi, it's chatzishir, it's mutam and atayr. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's muchach from here that the Rambam held that although in the Gemara it's reshlokish, who gave this eitzah to say pshan the chacham in the Mishnah, it was not reshlokish l'shitasa. And the truth is, Rabbi Yochanan would be moide to it as well. And even though Rabbi Yochanan knows the chatzi shir is awesome in Atayra, but it's still true that on a chatzi shir, you're not a mushba v'oymed. So Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir awesome in Atayra. But at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Isra or shvua could be chal on Isra chatzi shir. And the reason is because you're not a mushba v'oymed mehar Sinai when it comes to Issa Chatzishet. The truth is, this Kesef Mishnah is Mefurish in the Rishonim, here in the Sugya of Shvur Shayim Basra. In fact, Tosfos himself says it twice. Tosfos says it on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis, and Tosfos says it on Daf Chaf Gimel. Tosfos says it on Daf Chaf Beis on the Beis, and Tosfos says it on Daf Chaf Gimel on the Beis. Two times in the Sugya, Tosfos says this Yisai. Tosfos says that even though Rish Lakish is the one that said that Shvur Shalai Oichal Neveil Shvevich Chatzim Ramasim is Chal, if you Mefarish Pachas Mikashir, and who was the one who said it? Rish Lakish. It's not Rish Lakish Lashitase. Rabbi Yochanan be made to it. In fact, Tosfos brings a rari because the Gemara Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis said, why did Rish Lakish not hold like Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and why did Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan not hold like Rish Lakish? And the Gemara came up with a reason why Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Rish Lakish. Hey, Tosfos, why did the Gemara say more pashit as it relates to Rabbi Yochanan Akapanim? That you want to know where Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Rish Lakish? He didn't learn like Rish Lakish because he holds Chatzis Shei Zasim in HaTorah. So if Chatzis Shei Zasim in HaTorah, just like you're a Mushbav Oimed on a Shir, you're a Mushbav Oimed on a Chatzis Shir as well. And if you're a Mushbav Oimed on a Chatzis Shir, so that's why you couldn't learn like Rish Lakish. So says Tosfos that from the fact that the Gemara didn't say, that Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan and why he didn't learn like Rish Lakish is because it's Lashitatze Chatzis Shei Zasim in HaTorah, Vaistos, this parrots are Rish Lakish. Even though it would have been so geschmack to say it's Rish Lakish L'Shitasai, really is not necessarily Rish Lakish L'Shitasai. This teretz of Rish Lakish is true, even Alibad Rav Yochanan, even if Yol Chatzis Shir Asman. Why? Says Tosfos, because Chatzis Shir is an Isura Ba'alma, the Einoi Mush B'Vayim Me'ar Sinai. Says much as Chatzis Shir is awesome in HaTorah, but at the same time, you're not considered a Mush B'Vayim Me'ar Sinai. So the question is why? Why not? If Chatzis Shir is awesome in HaTorah, and we were Mushba V'Oimim Me'ar Sinai to keep all the Mishpatei HaTorah, so why would we not be considered a Mushba V'Oimim Me'ar Sinai when it comes to Chatzis Shir? So the truth is, if you take a look at the Ran, and this is in the Chedushei HaRan, right here in our Sugya, it's in Shvuah Staff, Chof Gimel Amid Beis, the Ran has a very, very long Arichos. First, the Ran says that it could be that the reason that there's no says the Ran that Pshat is based on something that I said already in my Pirish on Masechtus Nedarim, the Ran in Nedarim, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. And that is that when Klal Yisrael swore at Har Sinai, they only swore regarding things that are Mefurish in the Torah. But they never swore regarding things that were not Mefurish in the Torah. The Shvur was only on Dvarim on Mefurashim Batayra. But the Shvur was not regarding Dvarim She'enim Mefurashim Batayra. And being that Chatzis Shir Asim in HaTorah is not from a Riboy, it says, Kol Chelev, the Rabbi's Chatzis Shir, right? There's also a Svar, Chazik Letzarufe, how do you merge and integrate the two things, Dvar Matikin? But the bottom line is that being that it's not Mefurash in the Torah, Chatzis Shir, it's only learned out from a Limud, Kum Tais, it's not Mefurash in the Torah. And being that it's not Mefurash in the Torah, there was no Shvuas Har Sinai. And says the Ran, this is a Raya Gedoyla to my side. And that's the Pshat. Pshat is Avada, there's an Issa Reis of Chatzis Shir, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. But at the same time, there was no Shvuas Har Sinai. Because Mushbeva Oimid was only on Dvarim HaMefurash in HaTorah. And being that this was not Mefurash in the Torah, it's for that reason this is not included. Now, where did the Ran say this very, very famously in Masechet Nesedarim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph? So the Gemara over there says, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, one of the most famous lines in Masechet Nesedarim. Ha'omer Ashkin Ve'eshne Perek Zeh. If somebody says, I'm going to wake up early in the morning, Fatuks, and I'm going to learn this Perek, Eshne Masechet Zu, Neder Gadol Nadal Elikei Yisrael. Freit the Gemara. Freit the Gemara. What are you talking about? That's a Neder? A person makes a Neder, or it's a Shvur, right? A person makes a Neder, a Shvur, that I'm going to learn Masechet Zu, Perek Zeh. It Valoy Mush Bevoimen Me'ar Sinayhu. Ve'in Shvur, Chalal Shvur, says the Gemara, how come Ashma? It's not true. Because Kiva, the Bible, Pate, Nachma, Kiva, Shema, Shachim, Svarvis, a person has a chiv to learn Torah. But what's the chiv to learn Torah? V'dibarta bam, v'shiftecha b'veisecha, v'lechta b'derech, right? U'vishach b'cha u'vkumech. Right? That's really the punchline. U'vishach b'cha u'vkumech. You have to learn in the morning, you can learn at night. And you can be yoytze that with saying Kriya, Shema, Shachim, Svarvis. So really, you have no chiv to learn per exam, you have a chiv to say Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. Mishum Hachi Chayil Shvua Leah. It's for that reason the Shvua is Chal, and that's a neder gadol nadal lelekei Yisrael. This is not only a Shvua that's Chal, it's a neder gadol nadal lelekei Yisrael. Freak the Ran. Seriously? All I have to do is say Kriya Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema at night, and I'm good to go, right?
They didn't tell me that in yeshiva. What's going on over here? And besides, says the Ran, everyone knows, it says, v'shinantam levanecha, divrei Torah has to be mechudad and beficha. A yid has to know Torah. A yid has to learn mesechtes. Right? One day they're going to ask you, right? It has to be Talmud b'yodai. A yid has to learn Torah. What do you mean? You can't be yoytze with kriyish mashachas v'arvis. And it's a drasha, v'shinantam levanecha, shiyah divrei Torah mechudad and beficha. Says the Ran, it's true. There's a din day raisa, shiyah divrei Torah. Being that you can part yourself for what it says mefurish in the Torah, the Hainu b'shach b'chov kumecha, b'kriyash ma'ashachas v'arvis, mishum hachish chala shvul olel legamri. I feel the carbon. The Hainu d'kamar ned the godal kloy melachol dinov kedvar reshus. Says the Ran, I have rayas gemurois to this in Shvuah Shtayim Basra. You know what the greatest raya that the Ran brings is? This raya. From the fact that it's mevur in the cheshbon of the sugi that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzis shir osam in HaTorah, could have been moided to Reish Lakish, who holds that the shvuah can be chal chatzis shir ayur amushba v'ayimit. This is the raya gemura, l'shoyne azor shal Aran, to his yesoid that he referenced in Nidarim Dav Chesam at Aleph, that even though Chassid is awesome in HaTorah, but there's no Mushba V'Oimed Me'ar Sinai when it comes to Chassid Shir awesome in HaTorah. This is the grossiest side of the Ran, Nidarim Dav Ches, Shavuos Dav Chav Gimel, it's Muchach in the Shittas HaRambam, it's Muchach in the Tosfosin throughout the Sugya, that even though Chassid Shir is awesome in HaTorah, but at the same time, you're not a Mushba V'Oimed on Chassid Shir. And the reason you're not a Mushba V'Oimed on Chassid Shir is because of the fact that it's not Mufurish Bakra. And this is the Shchiddush of the Ran, that the Shavuos HaSinai was only on things that are Mufurash and Bakra, but something that's not Mufurish Bakra is not going to be included with this. So I just want to end this read by with one Ha'ara. Just put out a Ha'ara of Etein L'chachem V'yech Gemoy. It's Pashit, but for some reason, this Ha'ara bothered me a lot. Just one Ha'ara, maybe it's a Tois, but one Ha'ara. And that is, the Ran is saying that Issachatzi Shir is not Mefurish B'Torah. Why is Issachatzi Shir not Mefurish in the Torah? Let's pick an Isser. Let's pick the Isser Nevela. It says in the Torah, thou shall not eat Nevela. It says anything about a Shir in the Torah? It says, thou shall not eat Nevela. That's all it says. Right? That's what it says. In fact, what's the Makartik Kazayas? Right? The Shir is Kazayas, right? Where does it come from? It's Halacha L'Moed Shemisina. The Gemara says it in a bunch of places. And even though we know it's learned from the Pasuk of the Shivas Aminim, Eretz Chita, right? But Chazal say, really, it's Halacha L'Moed Shemisina. And the Pasuk's in Asmach Tabal, right? Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Halacha L'Moed Shemisina. This is that Gemara that comes up in a bunch of places. So the bottom line is, really, the whole Kazayas is Halacha L'Moed Shemisina. Okay, so you'll tell me, L'Chaira, that even though it's not Mefurish in the Torah, Kizayis, but the Halacha L'Moed Shemisina is the Taich of the Pasuk. I mean, that's how you Taich the Pasuk. Right? It's the Taich. Thou shall not eat means thou shall not eat Kizayis. And really, Achila is always B'Kizayis. Right, the Lashon HaMishnah, Hechamotzinu, Achila, that's Pachas B'Kizayis. I think that's very reasonable. That's very reasonable. But let's dig a little bit deeper over here. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Chatzis Shir mutar min HaTorah or Chatzis Shir asur min HaTorah. What's the yesod of the machlokes? We know this shiurim. So what's the shaila of Chatzis Shir mutar asur? The shaila is, the shir was said with regards to the ikur iser, or was the shir said with regards to the oynish? Right, that's the shaila. Reish Lakish holds Chatzis Shir mutar min HaTorah. That shir that's Halacha L'Moed Shemisinai is governing the iser. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzis Shir asur min HaTorah. The shir was said with regards to the oynish. That's Poshet, Aliba de Reish Lakish. When the Halacha L'Moed Shemisinai gave me a shir of Kazayas, and it says, thou shalt not eat Nevelot Kazayas, thou shalt not eat Gatsav Ramasim, it's Kazayas, thou shalt not eat Chazer and Treif, that's all because Kazayas. That's teaching up the Icarus, that when the Torah says don't eat it, what the Torah is saying is do not eat a Kazayas. It's Mefurish Bekra, that's clear, that's what the Rishonim are naming on. It's Mefurish Bekra that thou shalt not eat a Kazayas. If you less than a kazayis, Torah never said it's aser. It's mutter. Now, mid rabbanon it's aser, but mid ayraiser, Reish Lakish shita's chatzis shir is mutter min haTorah. But what is mid Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzis shir is aser min haTorah. I had two clarets taught him. Is pshat that Rabbi Yochanan learned up the halacha L'Moed Shemisinai the same way Reish Lakish did? That the halacha L'Moed Shemisinai is coming to, and the halacha L'Moed Shemisinai is telling me that the shir is what governs the lav. And the lav is only if you eat the shir. So if you eat pachas mikasher, you did not violate the law and the Torah of thou shalt not eat nevela. Thou shalt not eat katzer and masim. Thou shalt not eat chazer and teref. You didn't violate it. You didn't violate it. Nervos, I grabbed a hold as a ribo in the pasuk of Kol Chalev, mit asvorif and chazelitz darufe, that teaches me that afilu achi, all the chatzi shears are awesome in atayr. Now is it only suri achilu, and at Shabbos? Well, that's the whole raid. But the bottom line is, there's a new ribo. Oyesh loyma, Rabbi Yochanan fundamentally learned Allah al-Moshe Misinai differently than Rish Lakish did. He held the whole Allah al-Moshe Misinai was only said regarding the oynish. That the oynish of Malkis and Karbonois and Vusin Egei Chiyuvim, it was never said a halacha l'moishem misina. It's quite true if you're honest. So it was never said a halacha l'moishem misina. If it was never said a halacha l'moishem misina, that means when a person eats a chatz yishir of nevela, he's over the lav in the Torah. Don't eat nevela. And if a person eats a chatz yishir of shkatzim remasim and chazer and treif, he's over the lav in the Torah that says don't eat shkatzim remasim, don't eat chazer and treif. Again, klar. According to Reish Lakish, the halacha l'moishim Sinai is a halacha that tightens up the whole issa. It's a pirish on the lav, because chatzish is mutman atayris. Obviously, kazayis is being mefarish the whole lav. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, we know chatzish is asman atayra. It's like b'zay yesh lachkar. Is pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that he holds like Reish Lakish that the halacha l'moishim Sinai is mefarish the lav, and if you would eat less than a shear, there is no lav. Stating that there's a new external ribui called Chasin Shir Asaman HaTayra and says, I'll call Chalev Chasin Shirofi, you're going to be Chayev, or at the very least, you're being over an Isser. Or no, could be he fundamentally disagrees with the Geder, the mechanics of the Halacha L'Moed Shemisina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha L'Moed Shemisina was only Mafkia the Chiyuvim. It was never Mafkia the Iker Isser. And it's for that reason Chasin Shir Asaman HaTayra. Now, you're going to tell me, what do you mean? The whole halacha of Chatzish Asman HaTayr is learned from Kol Chalev. Kol Chalev is the gilu. You had to understand the halacha l'moishe misinai. Kol Chalev is megalatos, that the way you understand the halacha l'moishe misinai is, right, they talk to each other, kiyodua. And it's telling the halacha l'moishe misinai that the halacha l'moishe misinai is only governing the chiyuv. The halacha l'moishe misinai is not going to govern the underlying, the halacha l'moishe misinai is not going to govern the underlying law. And that means I think there's a lot of nafkaminas. A lot of nafkaminas. Let's just, right, we could think together, right? What would be a nafkamina? If somebody is mechal Shabbos pachas mikasher. If someone's mechal Shabbos pachas mikasher, it's mefurish Rashi, regarding the malach of Beirer, malach of Afiyah, malach of Bishol, that if somebody is mechal Shabbos pachas mikasher, he's over chatzit shirasim in HaTorah. Is that person considered a mumer lechal Shabbos? If he does it with Farhesia. Was he over loisasa kol malacha? If the Issa loisasa kol malacha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, was said even by pachas mikasher, I could hear maybe, yeah. I chatzi shir is no chiyuvim. Okay, I have skila, but you're a mumel chal Shabbos, and if you did it with farhesia, I know could be your shchita is not a shchita. Could be your yain is going to be yain esech, right? Maybe now it's tarif l'minyan and all the shuvas from Moshe. I don't know. Maybe it's going to end up being a problem. I can hear it, but if avada, if a person does a malacha pachas mikasher, you weren't over leisasa kol malacha. There's a new external idea called chatzi shir asa min ha-teira. If you're being over chatzi shir asa min ha-teira, you're not going to be a mumel chal Shabbos. Another example. What if somebody made a shvua shloi oicha, right? The Rambam Shita is, we pass like the Chachamim, the Isser is only because I saw like Rabbi Akiva, Allah Rabbi Akiva mechaveir, v'leim mechaveirav, and then you did less than a shir. So we made a big deal about this Rambam. The Rambam Shita is, pachas mikasher, there's chatzi shir when it comes to shvua. Were you over as a shvua? The Sarah Mishtaleach is a mechaper for you only if you do tshuva or if you don't do tshuva. The Rambam said the Sarah Mishtaleach was mechaper for Issachalis, Avilu Kishalayas tshuva, Issachamurais, you have to do tshuva. Were you over the Issa Shvua? Or were you not over the Issa Shvua? I hear two klarit stodim. Being honest. I hear two ways you can learn this. Two mahalchen. Is the gather of the chatzishir that's also alibi the Rabbi Yochanan, you take over this Issa? Because why? Because the whole halacha l'moishe misinai alibi Rabbi Yochanan was said men nisht with regards to the chiyuvim, or no? He learned up Rabbi Yochanan did the halacha l'moishe misinai the same exact way Reish Lakish did. It's mafkia legamri. Narvas sedo anaya parsha called chatzi shir asa min ha-teira, and that's a psanaya iser. L'chayr in the Ran, it's muchach. It's muchach in the Ran. It's muchach in the Ran like that all the time, I think. Because if you're going to tell me that really, Rabbi Yochanan holds that being that the halacha l'moishe misinai is only negei the oynish, kumtois the halacha l'moishe misinai is only talking to the chiyuvim, it's not talking to the ikar iser. Well, then it comes out that the ikar lav of shkatzim, remasim, nevelos, and treifas is mefurish in the Torah even for chatzis shir, because the whole afka was only regarding the chiyuv. Abavas is negayah the iser; it's mefurish in the Torah. And by the way, just to state the obvious, even though there's no oynish, who cares, right? In the world of mushba va'oyme, we don't care if there's an oynish. Lav shein by ma'isa is mushba va'oyme. Lav shenitik lasei, right? The sugis of einus achalas, all these sugis, that doesn't matter. So the bottom line is that so it's just a detail. There's grabbing no oynish because there's aloch l'maish misina that says you need a shir. Oh, but the lav is mefurish in the Torah. But the chayr is mefur. In this Ran, and that's L'chayr, the beer in Tosfos, and L'chayr does the beer in the Rambam, the way the Kasmish explains the Rambam, that the gather of Rabbi Yochanan's Chatzis Shir is that it's not Mush B'Vayimit, because it's not Mefurish B'Teira. If Chatzis Shir is not Mefurish in the Teira, I think it means that the gather of Issa Chatzis Shir is this new Issa called Chatzis Shir. Demis says, I was ma'ayin a little bit, mamish a little bit, but I found that the Mishlo Melech, in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin, it's going on a famous rabbi, where the rabbi brings a special pasuk for Chatzis Shir as it relates to Chametz, and everyone asks the Kashkas, Mishlo Melech, Tzorichim, why do you need a special pasuk for Chametz? Typically, everybody knows Chatzis Shir is Asman HaTorah, and he brings a Re'im, where the Re'im says, Chlor the other time. The Re'im says that the gedder of Chatzis Shir, Asim and Atayra, is that the whole halach al moish misina was only said regarding the chiyuvim. The lav is a mafurish alav. One other marimakim, there's a chuvas harashba, where someone asked the rashba, this is a chelik aleph, it's in simon tof lamites. Sha'alta, mai zet tam Chatzis Shir Asim and Atayra ve'im by Malkus? Shekivin sha'asir, far huzarnu alach ilasoi. The shayla asked the rashba, I don't know how to make sense of Chatzis Shir Asim and Atayra. It doesn't make any sense. A budget has no havon in the world. Because if there's a lav, Chatzis Shir Asim and Atayra, then by definition, it has to be Malkus. Right, when do you get Malkus? When you're over in Azara. So the Shayol, like, very tmimistic, asked the Rashba, he said, I just don't understand. You're telling me you have a lav, if you have a lav. And the Rashba said a whole teretz. The Rashba said it was like a teretz. What do you mean? The Kash is dead on arrival, so Shaykhis. There's no lav by Chatzis Shir. Chatzis Shir Asim and Atayra is besides that, Naya Isser, maybe. But to get that varim is that really the Loch L'Moshe B'Sinah was mafkia, even the Chatzis Shir from the law. The Rashba was working with this kasha. It's clear that there is another way to look at this. Again, just it's a ha'ara. There's a lot to say on this. It's a very nuanced hakira. But just b'muscha rishon, all the rishonim are never gone for a double pasha. The Chatzis Shir is not mafurish b'kra. I just think it's worth going oyser shalom, taking three steps back and saying, really, it's so poshut? Doesn't say the word kezayis in the Torah. It's only from Allah l'maish misina. Okay, so you'll tell me that's enough for it to be mefurish b'Torah. But a step weiter, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Allah l'maish misina is taka only the gay of the chiyuvim. So if it's only the gay of the chiyuvim, maybe klap it is, or it is mefurish in the Torah. Good, mekenzich dingin, you can hear svaros all over the place. Again, tein l'chachim yech gemoyin, and we're going to stop here.